The views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable the last 15 to 20 years of their life, like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about the medical politics or maybe even the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, there's 80 million baby boomers come along here. 80 million baby boomers are hitting that retirement age now. And, of course, orthopedic surgeons are doing backflips because every baby boomer has 10 toes, 2 ankles, 2 knees, 2 hips, 33 vertebrae, 2 shoulders, 2 elbows, 10 fingers, 33 vertebrae. And so, I mean, they are excited because they see an opportunity here, right? We're talking about the orthopedic surgeons. They're looking at all these joint replacements, fusing vertebrae together, fractures. I mean, they are just going to be rolling in the dough now. Well, I would give you another option. My chronological age is 70 years of age. My biological age, if you look at my bone density, according to a hostile doctor who did my bone density test, I have the bones of an 18-year-old male athlete. So my blood pressure is 121 over 71. My resting pulse is 47. When you look at all that stuff and everything else, my chronological age is 70, but my biological age is 18. And that's the way you want to be. And, of course, I get excited about this because this is something that everybody can have. The last time I visited a doctor with me being the patient was 55 years ago. That's right, 55 years ago. I've gone and inquired to have a test done or something like that. But I've never gone to a doctor because I was sick, okay? Now, what I want you to do is contact your longevity associate and say, okay, I'm one of those baby boomers. I want to live to be 100, 120 chronologically, but I want to be biologically 30, 40, 50, 60. And I understand Dr. Walling and his wife, Dr. Milan, have a wonderful new book out called Immortality. And in this book, we cover the top 20 cultures on Earth, according to the World Health Organization and the United Nations. These top 20 cultures are for longevity. What we do is look at the common threads of these 20 cultures. Now, these people have 20 to 50 times the 100-year-olds we do. They have 1 out of 250, 1 out of 350 100-year-olds. We have 1 out of 10,000. That's right. You heard it right. We have 1 out of 10,000. They have 1 out of 250, 1 out of 350. And so what's going on here? They must have really good doctors, right? No. These are people who live to be an average of 90. We live to be an average of 75, which is, what, 25 years difference. They live 25 years longer than we do. So, or at least 15 years longer than we do, right? Doing the math right, 15 years longer than we do. And so what is it? Well, there's many things, but they do get calorie-restricted diets. They do, because they're poor. They don't go to doctors because they're poor. They're third world countries, minus 10. They don't have medical doctors. They don't have pharmacists. They don't have hospitals and clinics and doctors in their private offices. They don't have pharmacies and pharmaceuticals. They don't have health insurance, either private or government. And yet they have 20 to 25 times the 100-year-olds we do. They live to be an average of 90. We live to be an average of 75. So what we did was collect all the things that are common to all of these top 20 cultures. These are the common threads. And what we did was begin to look at them seriously from a biochemical standpoint. Because when you look at, just say, let's just look at the antioxidants. Everybody knows we measure antioxidant power of a food or a product by ORAC points, O-R-A-C, an acronym or an abbreviation for oxygen radical absorption capacity. And this number was actually devised by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it's actually run by the Brunswick Laboratory in the East Coast. And basically what they do is they examine foods and products, and they look at how many free radicals will be neutralized by that food or product by serving. And these are called ORAC points, O-R-A-C. Well, when you look at the ORAC points, Americans take in about 1,500 ORAC points a day. These long-lived cultures have 20,000 to 25,000. They have 20 to 25 times the ORAC points that we do every day. And they get them from sweet potatoes. Some cultures, like the Okinawans, the Sardinians get them from red wine. The Costa Ricans get them from chocolate. And so when you look at them superficially, you say, well, there's no common threads. When you start adding up the ORAC points, they all have 20,000 to 25,000 ORAC points. Also, they don't have fried foods. They don't have fried chicken. They don't have fried French fries. They don't have fried fish. They do smoke. They do drink coffee. They do eat red meat every day. Many of them are heavily slanted towards the carnivorous. They eat goat meat, lamb meat. For instance, the Sardinians eat goat and lamb and beef. They don't eat fish. They don't use olive oil. Of course, the Sardinians are off the west coast of Italy, and their average lifespan is 90. The average lifespan of the Italian is 72, less than us. And so why do medical doctors get so excited about the Mediterranean diet? Well, it's the Sardinians bring up the whole Mediterranean coastline, right? The Greeks and the Italians and the Sardinians and so on. And it's the Sardinians that bring it up. And it's the fact that they have an enormous number of ORAC points, which they get from red wine, and fruits and vegetables and all kinds of nifty things that they do. And we put all this in the book, Immortality. You really want to contact your Youngevity associate and say, okay, I want to learn how to take care of myself. I want to take responsibility here. I do want to live to be 125 chronological, of being biologically 30, 40, 50, 60. It is doable. We have the nutritional technology to do this. So contact your Youngevity associate. Say, okay, I know Dr. Wallach wrote the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. That was a smashing success. 103 million of the audio cassette tapes, a.k.a. CDs, have gone out, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Well, immortality, we predict, will be even bigger because there's 80 million baby boomers who want to live to be 100. Immortality will give you the secrets. Contact your Youngevity associate today, and we'll be back with more truth, justice, and the Youngevity way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss again. I almost forgot to talk to you about one of my very, very, very favorite products from Youngevity Company. It's called OsteoMag. OsteoMag is a wonderful magnesium supplement. And you know, magnesium is so very important for so darn many things in your body, especially your heart. But it's also good with your calcium drink. It's just a yummy thing. It's a good thing to take. I take mine every night before bed. And it also gets all of your insides starting to move around and, you know, the next day you get to eliminate it all, if you get my drift. If you want to go into real personal behavior, give us a call because we want to talk to you about those things, because those things that are moving in there are one of the most important things in your life. Let's get it moving. Let's get it. Let's just get OsteoMag.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today. It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucogel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, emanating today's show from beautiful downtown Washington, D.C., looking over the Capitol here on the Potomac River. And I want to, again, talk about immortality very briefly here. Get a hold of that book, Immortality, Learn How You, Too, Can Live to Be Chronologically 100 while being biologically 30, 40, 50, 60. Okay, we have Billy sitting in today. Billy, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Sometimes it's just fortuitous. Things work out completely by accident sometimes, but that's the way it goes. You being in Washington, D.C. today, I have a story about Washington, D.C., more specifically,
well, there you go.
Congress. This fall, while members of Congress toil at the U.S. Capitol, working to decide how or even whether to reform the country's healthcare system, one floor below them is an elaborate Navy medical clinic described by those who have seen it as something akin to a modern community hospital. It's to provide Congress with some of the country's best and most efficient government-run healthcare. It's formerly been called the Office of the Attending Physician. The clinic, with at least six satellite offices now, is staffed almost completely by Navy doctors, as well as at least a dozen medical and X-ray technicians, nurses, and even they have their own pharmacist.
Well, there's a thing.
Yep. Sources say that when specialists are needed, they're brought right to the Capitol, often at no charge to members of Congress. You know, I just brought this up because I want this kind of health care. Don't you?
Well, actually, I think of all the doctors out there, I think the Navy and the other military doctors probably do the best job.
No
doubt.
Especially
for trauma. When you look at trauma, I think military doctors really have the edge. And they're the guys I would want to go to if I had any kind of, like, in a car wreck or burns or anything like that, because they deal with that all the time with military injuries and military wounds and so forth. But when it comes to things like diabetes and arthritis and hypertension and low thyroid, I want to go to my grandmother, okay, because all doctors, the primary care physicians in America, according to their own research, they live to be 56 on the average. And why would you go to a group of people for advice on health and longevity whose average lifespan is 56? There's something really weird about that thinking. And
well, that's
so,
the truth.
I would go to them for trauma, but not for anything else. And so this is where we have to take responsibility, and this is where the trilogy of books comes in. Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, which will teach you how to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. And I guarantee you, if you go to any of those naval doctors down there below Congress in the pits or the men's, what would you call it, the man cave or wherever they're at, and ask them, well, what is the cure for diabetes? And they say, well, there is no cure. It's an autoimmune genetic disease, and you got to, you know, be on your insulin forever. And I guarantee you that's what Navy doctors would say. And so that's pretty scary.
Well, Doc, let's stay in the medical profession for just a minute. You know, there's some doctors who have questioned the flu shots, but now there's some nurses who say they don't want to take the mandatory flu shots.
You got to love those girls.
There's a large nursing group actually against the new mandatory flu shots for hospital workers. And they have said for the average nurse and average healthcare worker, it's not just an issue of taking care of themselves, but they're in a position to do particular damage if they do it wrong or take the wrong thing. So they don't want to.
Well, that's because they know the scorecard. They know that each year in America, in American hospitals and doctors' private offices and clinics, doctors kill, injure, and infect 15 million Americans. Now, this statistic comes from the Journal of the American Medical Association and the Center for Disease Control. It was published in the USA Today, a full-page article, Billy, in February 7th, 2007. 15 million Americans every year in our hospitals, in the private offices and clinics of medical doctors, American doctors against American patients, 15 million casualties. Nobody gets an OSHA ticket. Nobody goes to jail. Everybody walks. And I just have to scratch your head. Nobody would tolerate this in any other industry. 15 million casualties inflicted on their customers in their workplace, not even an OSHA ticket. And so, yeah, I don't know. I urge everybody to contact their Youngevity associate, become responsible, actually get the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and do it yourself. Escape the danger. Reduce your risk. Add 25 to 50 healthful years to your life. And we'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today on Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the radio program, give us a call on the toll-free line, 888-379-2552, or on the priority line at 831-685-1080. You're listening to the ZBS Radio Network.
Judy DeVilbiss here. I just thought about something that I think I should talk about again and again and again. Old-fashioned CM cream. Listen, it's fantastic. And along with the CM cream, I want you to think about the CM capsules. The reason I want to do this again is because people seem to forget. I met with someone last night, and right away they had some kind of problem, and they were saying, you know, what could I use? And I said, wow, what about the CM cream? What about the CM Plus? It's wonderful. If you fall, if you get the achy joints, the achy muscles, you absolutely must take 3CM Plus capsules every single day. And I do three times a day when I have a flare-up. And don't forget, while you're doing that, rub the CM cream on. It's good for everything. It'll help you get your shingle scars to go away. It'll absolutely make your joints feel a lot better when you have a flare-up. And if you have a fall, this is the answer.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
The drive is made to the basket, a high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come down. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. Got a slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have lines open on the priority line. That's 831-685-1080. Again, that priority line is 831-685-1080. And if you want to live to be well beyond 100 chronologically and yet be biologically 30, 40, 50, 60, contact your Youngevity associate today and ask for that new book out by Dr. Milan and myself, Immortality. It teaches you how to get there from here. Okay, Billy, let's go to callers.
All right, Doc, let's head to Motown. That's Detroit, Michigan, and Clyde. You're on with Dr. Wallach.
Well, Clyde, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. I wanted to ask a question. What is the treatment for leg lymphedema?
Is it in both legs or one leg?
Both legs.
Okay. Did you have any pelvic surgery or any abdominal surgery?
No.
Okay. What did doctors say this edema is from?
So far, they have not pinpointed the reason. My wife has had a history of...
Oh, this is in your wife, not yourself.
Right. She's had a history of stomach ulcers.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you a question. You may know some of this information. How old is she?
She's 80 years old.
Okay. And what does she weigh?
She weighs 165 pounds.
Okay. Now, I have to ask, is she restricting her diet in any way, or does she eat four eggs every morning for breakfast? I mean, does she eat four eggs every morning for breakfast?
No, she eats at least one egg every morning for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then she had lost her appetite because of the ulcers, and she takes, it's kind of like a one of these liquid
supplements
that has protein in it.
Okay, now are you talking about a supplement or a meal replacer like Ensure?
Well, yes, it's called Boost is the name of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's it. That's primarily what she's eating right now.
Yes, and then, of course, some fruit like cantaloupes, bananas.
Yeah. How long has she been eating that way?
Oh, this has been going on for probably more than a year.
And when did this edema show up?
I would say at least 2 years now.
Okay, so the edema showed up before she got on this diet.
Right.
And the doctors didn't pinpoint any heart problems like congestive heart failure, liver disease, or kidney failure, or anything like that?
No, she has had examinations, and it's definitely not due to any heart problems.
Okay, good. All right. Well, basically, what I want her to do is make sure she's avoiding the bad stuff. She's probably already done this just simply because she's self-restricted her diet here. But, you know, that means no fried foods, no gluten. She's got to stay away from gluten. This means wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. No oatmeal, no pancakes, no waffles, none of that kind of stuff. No spaghetti, no pasta, no croutons, no crackers, no pretzels, no breads, no muffins, no none of that kind of stuff. Okay, no wheat, gluten, barley, rye, oats. No cereal. Absolutely no cereal. No kashi. Say again?
Not eating any of those things.
Okay, good. All right. Well, what I want her to do is eat six eggs a day. Obviously, she can have two at breakfast time, two at lunch, two at dinner. I want her to get her blood protein up. She's got to get the blood protein. If they haven't found any heart disease or liver disease or kidney disease, the most common cause of edema or swelling of the legs is low blood protein. Obviously, I'd want to give her the Mighty 90. I'd give her the Ultra Body Toddy. Give her, say, a tablespoon twice a day and three EFAs twice a day. And then call me every 2 weeks, give me an update. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the radio program on the ZBS radio network. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, give us a call on the toll-free line, 888-379-2552. If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for our Youngevity. And let's see here. If you want to really partner up with us and begin to teach people how to take care of themselves, take responsibility, you want to get that reference set, the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Be Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and learn how to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. Contact your Youngevity associate and ask for the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Okay, Billy, let's go to callers.
All right. Doc, let's head on over to Aptos, California. Russ would like to talk to you today. Russ, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Okay, Russ, what's up? Hello, Russ. Okay, Billy. Is Russ there?
Here. Hello, Dr. Wallach.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to tell you I bought four of your books, gave two of them to my daughters and one to a friend in Texas. I have one myself. Now, doctor, I had the cold in July. When I came out of the cold, I was deaf in my left ear. I went to audiology last week. And they told me I had nerve damage. And then I have recovered a little bit of the low notes and a little bit of the high notes and everything else in between in my left ear. I can't hear a thing. Okay. I would be amiss if I didn't think I should ask a doctor that I respect, and that's you. I would like to know if there's some things I can do to possibly improve that hearing.
Sure, I believe there is. First of all, you can have a little fun with a little experiment, and that is get some of our CM cream, which is an anti-inflammatory and a analgesic cream. It's called CM cream.
Mm-hmm.
C for cat, M for Mary, CM cream. And I would take a half a teaspoon and take a Q-tip and put it down in the ear that's afflicted here. Use the motion like you're trying to clean wax out of your ear. Only you can do that. And put that cream down in there, say, three times a day. Once when you wake up, once at, say, 1 o'clock, and then once before bed. And within 3 or 4 or 5 days, if this little technique is going to work, it'll work. And
okay.
basically what we're looking for is to reduce the swelling around that nerve.
Okay.
A lot of times there's things that go on in your skull that could be just coincidental with the cold, could be due to the cold, but we don't know that yet, right?
No, that's
this
true.
Is, yeah, this is a little test. Now, how old are you, Russ?
77.
All right, good man. Now, tell me, do you have any arthritis?
No.
Okay, do you have any?
I'm on your program, Doc.
Okay, good man.
I'm a pig pack plus.
You're a pig pack man.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you taking any of the OsteoFX Plus?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, good.
Oh, I did have another question,
yeah.
political question.
Okay, yeah, well, go ahead and try that and then call me.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, these idiots that are taking over health care, what is that going to do to the homeopathic industry?
Okay, well, basically, this controversy goes back to June of 1775, okay, when the first U.S. Surgeon General, a guy by the name of Benjamin Rush, said to the Continental Congress, look, as we're drafting this document here that's going to be our laws of the land, is going to turn out to be the Constitution, what we want to do is make sure that we have freedom of health science, just like we have freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and we need to have an amendment that's attached to the freedom of religion that says that you have your choice of your health care. Now, finish that story. So hang on, Russ. We'll finish that story when we get back after these messages.
If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, you can call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. This is Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the radio program on the ZBS Radio Network.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And Billy, we're going right back to California, and Russ. So anyway, this Benjamin Rush, he, in the summer of 1775, admonished the Continental Congress to employ into the rules that were being put together to be our Constitution a amendment that said very clearly that we have the right to choose our own health sciences, as the words he used, as well as freedom, having freedom of speech and freedom of religion. Otherwise, one class of men, I'm quoting him now, one class of men would take control, and it would be the Bastille of health sciences, and that's un-American and despotic, unquote. Now, his worst fears have come into play. And, of course, people are running around like Chicken Little saying, well, the free market system didn't work for healthcare. Well, that's nonsense, because the free market system can't work when the only people in the game are medical doctors with Plan A and competing with medical doctors on Plan A. And so it would only work, the free market system would only work if there's medical doctors, MDs, DOs, osteopathic physicians, NDs, naturopathic doctors, DCs, chiropractors, we're talking about acupuncturists, traditional Chinese medical doctors, Ayurvedic medical doctors. There'd be all these different types, right? And they're all equal under the eyes of law, all equal under the eyes of insurance. And soon the free market would sort everything out. But it's never been that way. Medical doctors have always had enjoyed the cozying up to the government. The government, of course, the elected officials in Congress and in the Senate, and everybody else, including presidents and people in the White House, they get voted on based on advertising. And who donates more to PAC committees than medical doctors and the pharmacy industry? Nobody. And so why would the powers that be allow any other industry to compete with their good buddies, right, the medical doctors? And so the free market system will never work as long as the medical doctors are the only show in town. And with that said, the medical doctors are, I'd say if there's any good thing about them, it's got to be their ability to deal with trauma, terrible car wrecks, burns, military injuries. This is where doctors tend to do their best. When it comes to dealing with diabetes and hypertension and heart disease, lupus, arthritis, osteoporosis, low thyroid, macular degeneration, degenerative disc disease, things like dementia, medical doctors have no clue. Their average lifespan is 56. If they knew the answers, they'd be living to be 100 themselves. The fact that their own studies show that medical doctors live to be 56 tells you that medical doctors are not the best game in town. So I hope that information helps you out there. This is why I want people to get that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Learn how to do these things yourself. You can deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. So give me a call after you try the CM cream down in your ear three or four times a day for 3 to 5 days. Give me a call. Tell me if there's any positive results or any negative results or no results. And we'll go from there. Okay, Billy, let's go to callers.
All right, Doc, let's head to Massachusetts. And Marie, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Marie, you're on the air.
Hi, Doc. I have a little bit of a head cold, so forgive me.
Okay.
I'm calling for a couple of friends of mine. He is 63 years old, weighs 235 pounds, is 5'9". He's a very strong brother in our church, and he's got sarcoidosis, and he's very sick. I don't want to lose him.
Okay, is he home or is he in the hospital?
He was in the emergency room over the weekend, and he saw the doctor, and he kind of has the attitude that I'll believe it when I see it, because he's from New York, and he's been
well,
lied.
Kind of like religion, you have to believe it before you see it.
Yes.
So, yeah, if he's a doctor's man, we may not be able to get through to him. And so prayer works, and so it'll be a good idea if he's a member of your church to pray with him, get him on the prayer list, have the whole church pray for him, and that's a good thing. But when you have sarcoidosis, when you have sarcoidosis, when you have lupus, when you have fibromyalgia, when you have the global connective tissue syndrome, muscular dystrophy, these things are all kind of related, even bone-to-bone arthritis. When you have problems with cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, all of these things are related, and they're all nutritional deficiency diseases. Now, they can get temporary relief in the initial stages of these diseases, by getting cortisone and prednisone, and they will get anti-inflammatory relief, and the pain will be relieved, and everything will be fine for a short period of time. But the disease continues to progress, even maybe accelerates because of prednisone and cortisone, and then there's real trouble. Now, I have to ask you, what did he go to the emergency room for? Was it pain or respiratory distress or what?
I don't know. I wasn't there, but I called, and they were on their way out. It was late at night.
Sure. Is he out of the hospital now?
Yes.
All right. So what I'd recommend for him is to change everything he's doing, obviously. No fried foods, no margarines, no cooking oils, no meat cooked well done, no burnt animal fats, absolutely no gluten, no wheat gluten, barley, rye, or oats. That means no pancakes, no waffles, no Pop-Tarts, no Pillsbury toast or strudels, no toast, no bread, no muffins, no buns, no pasta, no spaghetti. I mean no wheat gluten, barley, rye, and oats. No cereals, no box cereals, no kashi, no granola, no energy bars. Nothing that's made from wheat gluten, barley, rye, and oats. And that would include beer and whiskey, including scotch and bourbon that are made out of those things. And it's very, very important. Again, no fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well done or burnt animal fats. No processed meats with nitrates or nitrites. He can have meat, but not things like deli slices with ingredients on the label. Absolutely no sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, or corned beef, because they all contain these nitrates or nitrites, which will cause enormous problems in connective tissue, can increase the risk of colon cancer, prostate cancer, and so on. Then, I want him to also give up cruciferous vegetables, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts, because they contain sulforaphanes, which damage and reduce the efficiency of the thyroid gland and many other tissues in the body. With all that said, he needs to give up carbonated drinks also. That includes diet drinks. That includes Perrier water, Calibrino water. We're talking about things like seltzer water, club soda, anything carbonated, because they will neutralize stomach acid and reduce the efficiency of absorption of minerals and digestion of protein. Now, with all that said, for his body weight, I want him to take an ounce twice a day of the Ultra Body Tiny, an ounce at breakfast, an ounce at dinner. That'll require 2 quarts a month. I want him to take 2 ounces of our plant minerals. These are liquid plant minerals a day, an ounce at breakfast, an ounce at dinner. That'll require 2 quarts a month. I want him to take 2 ounces a day of the Osteo FX Plus, another liquid mineral multiple focusing on calcium and sulfur, things like strontium, silica, magnesium, vitamin D3. I want him to take an ounce at breakfast, an ounce at dinner. That'll require 2 quarts a month. I want him to take 4 of our packets of Sip of Sunshine a day. It has 2,000 international units of vitamin D3. So 4 of those would be 8,000 units of vitamin D3 a day. For a guy his size, that's about right. EFAs, I want him to take 3 twice a day, 180-count bottle. And then Cocogevity. Take Cocogevity, 3 ounces a day, ounce at 10, ounce at 3, and ounce at bedtime. And then call me every 2 weeks and give me a progress report. If you have another question, hang on, Marie. Otherwise, let me hear from you in 2 weeks. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the radio program on the ZBS radio network. If you'd like to call us and talk to Dr. Wallach, call us on the priority line at 888-379-2552.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree. But what you can do is you can call your longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think Noni Goose Juice and give us a call. Do it now. because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Billy, let's go back to Massachusetts. And Marie, second question.
Yes, his wife is also very sick, and she is 62 years old, 150 pounds, and 5'4". And she's had acromegaly for a lot of years and been very ill as well.
Okay, and you say very ill. Has she been ill with acromegaly since she was a child, or?
No, I think it started when she was, 35, 40, but it got really bad in her late 50s. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of in a remission.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, have you seen her? Does she have really terrible deformities in her hands and her face? And, I mean, how is this manifesting itself?
It's in her pituitary.
Yeah, I know that. Usually they're giants when they have acromegaly. They're 7 foot tall. People like Anthony Robbins is a classic example. You know, 6 foot seven, 7 foot tall. And, that's more typical of somebody with acromegaly as opposed to somebody who's 5 foot four.
She's very tiny, very thin.
Yeah.
Very
okay, she's 5 foot four, 150 pounds. To me, that's not thin. 5'4", 120 pounds would be thin. So she may have some weight in her hips you're not seeing, if she's wearing a peasant skirt or something. Because 5'4", 150 pounds, she's a little heavy.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't buy that description if she's that weight. But at any rate, what I would do is give her a tablespoon twice a day of the Ultimate, well, let's go with the Ultra Body Toddy. A tablespoon twice a day of Ultra Body Toddy. A tablespoon of breakfast, a tablespoon of dinner. I'd give her a tablespoon twice a day of the OsteoFX Plus. That'll require 1 quart a month of each one of those. And I would give her the Glucogel. The Glucogel, I would give her 5 twice a day. 5 at breakfast, 5 at dinner. That'll require 2 240-count bottles of Glucogel. And I'd give her the EFAs, 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner. I would give her the HGH at bedtime. The HGH at bedtime. I'd give her six of those HGH capsules at bedtime with a full glass of water. And, again, keep her away from all the bad stuff that we talked about for her husband. So if you would, give me a call in 2 weeks. They can start the diet now. They don't have to wait until they get their supplements, which might be 5 days or a week, living in Massachusetts. So if you would, start them on their diet tonight, change their lifestyle, and as you order their supplements, and so their lifestyle will have been changed. They're going to give up the bad stuff. They're going to really restrict their diet to eggs and meat and vegetables, with the exception of the cruciferous vegetables, with the exception of the cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. But they can have 4 eggs a day apiece. They should not be fried, nothing fried, getting rid of the bad things. And she'll have the HGH where the husband won't. And give me a call every 2 weeks, say for 6, 8 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Give me a progress or a lack of progress report on this couple. And let's see if a basic approach won't help them out here. And we really, really appreciate you calling in, Marie. All right. We only have a moment or two left here, and so I'm going to go ahead and take it and remind you, if you're one of those 80 million baby boomers out there, or maybe a friend of a baby boomer who's either older or younger, what you want to do is think about living to be 100, 110, 120 chronologically, while being biologically 30, 40, 50, 60, and it's doable. Myself, I'm 70 years old, but I'm biologically 18. My bone density is that of an 18-year-old male athlete. My blood pressure is 121 over 71. My resting pulse is 47. I have no infirmities whatsoever. And my biological age is 18. But my chronological age is 70. You can do that too. Think of all the energy. Think of all the fun you can have. If you're, especially you guys, 18 years old, you betcha. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Billy. Super job today. Superlative as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.